Dean Richards, Sunday morning. Chicago's WGN Radio 720.
Richard Sunday morning, WGN. Tomorrow morning on the television, I will be recapping the Golden Globes. They're on tonight starting at 7 o'clock on NBC. It's also streaming in a whole bunch of different places if you'd rather, you know, watch it online. But I know a lot of you don't even like to watch the award shows. So I will take the bullet so you don't have to. I'll watch it, give you the highlights tomorrow morning. All on the WGN TV morning news, talking about restaurants and dining out and such. There are, you know, restaurants are, I don't want to say back to normal, not even remotely back to normal, but there is indoor dining in a lot of places right now. Some people are doing that. Most people are still taking curbside or delivery or, you know, picking up in some way or another. So, you know, the restaurant scene is starting to come back a little bit. In a few minutes, we're going to get into our Food Time show today and talk about some deals that you can get if you're going to be dining. Chicago Restaurant Week is about to begin. We're going to get into that in a couple of minutes. The Andersonville Restaurant Week is about to begin. They have terrific restaurants in the Andersonville neighborhood. And also Greektown Restaurant Week is about to begin, including one of my favorites in Chicago, period, the Greek Islands Restaurant, that is celebrating, believe it or not, their 50th year. How many restaurants do you know that have been open for 50 years? There's just literally, you could probably count them on one hand, especially after this very difficult year. This past year with the pandemic of restaurants surviving, but the Greek Islands has done that. And we'll talk with all of them coming up in just a couple of minutes. Just real quick, on the subject of the biodegradable forks and knives, I got a bunch of texts on this. These do exist already. And you know what? They're not that expensive for those of you that are concerned about the use of plastic forks and knives and, you know, things like that. And actually, you know, plates and, you know, things like that. There are paper plates, of course, but there is a line of bamboo and palm leaf plates and cutlery, which is available. It's online. But somebody sent me an ad for, I don't know what the material is. I'm not able to see that in what was sent to me, but it's biodegradable forks, a 100 pack of biodegradable forks, $4.39. That's not that much for 100 disposable and recyclable pieces of cutlery. So, you know, this very definitely exists if you know, people are willing to make the effort. Wouldn't be a bad idea, though, when you tell the restaurants, don't send me disposable, you know, plastic knives and forks, if they actually did that. But, you know, sometimes they're filling up those bags so quickly. But bamboo is definitely a suggestion. People are texting in that there are all kinds of different materials. Plastic, here's somebody that says plastics that are made out of sugar cane that are biodegradable. They're much more expensive to buy. But they are available. So, you know, there are options. They need to figure all that out. All right, let's get into our Food Time show for today. We're talking about how restaurants are starting to come back. And I was so happy to hear that there is going to be a Chicago Restaurant Week this year and how it's going to work, because normally Restaurant Week in Chicago means you go to restaurants around the Chicago area and you get great deals all over the place. So I've got Jordan Engerman with me on the phone line, who is with Choose Chicago, just sort of the Chicago tourism arm. He's the director of partnerships at Choose Chicago. And Jordan, it's nice to have you on the show today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me today.
So I'm just happy that there, you know, when I hear there is going to be a Chicago Restaurant Week, you know, a part of it says to me things are getting back to normal.
Yeah, well, we are extremely excited to be able to launch the 14th annual Chicago Restaurant Week this year, taking place Friday, March 19th to Sunday, April 4th. It's actually 17 days. And I'm really, really eager to help give the restaurant community and our dining partners the boost that they need, and also give consumers an opportunity and a little bit of sense of eagerness to get back to some normalcy and get out and enjoy some of their favorite restaurants, or even try some restaurants that they've never had an opportunity to in the past.
Yeah, so how is it going to work exactly this year? I mean, you know, if you are able to eat in a restaurant right now, there is limited capacity, so not as many people are going to be able to go out. Explain how all of this will work.
Sure. Well, Restaurant Week this year is featuring a really nice amount of restaurants. Right now, we're at about 270 restaurants that are participating, and that number is growing daily. And basically, the restaurants curate prefix menus for lunch, brunch, and dinner. And the price points this year for lunch and brunch are $25 per person, and then dinner is $39 and or $55. So restaurants have an opportunity to present a menu at both price points if they wish. And what is unique this year, and to your point, is that in years past, it was typically a dine-in only type of consumer promotion. But this year, knowing given the COVID realities, we have extended the program for not only dine-in, but for takeout as well as delivery. So just based on the restaurant's own comfort zone and knowing where they are with capacities and restrictions and what their indoor or outdoor dining might look like, any restaurant has the opportunity now this year to participate for takeout and delivery as well. So really giving not only the restaurants more opportunity, but giving consumers and diners more opportunities as well.
So of these 265 participants, they're participating in different ways depending on what their capacities are, what their capabilities are with staff and so forth, right?
Correct. It's entirely up to the restaurant. So right now, I would say the majority of restaurants who can are participating and will participate for all three, dine-in, takeout, and delivery. And then there's some that are opting just to do one over the other.
Well, typically, what kind of deals are people going to get?
Yeah, usually, typically restaurants, we give the flexibility and we leave the creativity to the restaurants to provide and put their best foot forward for the price points that are set. Typically, you'll see a three-course meal. Sometimes you'll see a four-course meal. But really, the restaurant wants to showcase what they can do best, and we really don't want to hamstring the restaurants other than doing a curated prefix menu at the set price. The restaurants really take it on their own to showcase what they do and what they want to serve to their consumer. What's really exciting this year is that we have such a broad and diverse set of participating restaurants. We have over 34 Chicago neighborhoods that are represented, and that might be a record for the first time. We also have 33 suburban restaurants participating. So I know it says Chicago Restaurant Week. However, we do have suburban restaurants as well.
I was going to ask you about that because, you know, a lot of our listeners are out in the suburbs, you know, and even going outside for a lot of people right now is, you know, it can be challenging for people. That's why they're doing delivery or pickup. But it's a lot of them are out in the suburbs, so it's good to know that some of them are out there. Just off the top of your head, do you remember some of the suburban restaurants that are participating?
Some of the suburban restaurants, we have some of your sister properties and restaurants like Ruth's Chris, Seasons 52, Shaw's Crab House, the Capitol Grill, some of the more better well-known restaurants that have suburban locations as well. But then we also have a lot of one-offs, too, which is really nice. Independent restaurants like Oceanique in Evanston or a Mykonos Greek restaurant. I know you mentioned a Greek restaurant prior to this, yep. But we have Mykonos participating. And then we also have Nepolita Pizzeria and Wine Bar in the suburbs as well. So, again, a really, really nice mix of independent restaurants, neighborhoods, suburban, as well as some of the larger restaurant groups that I want to make sure I mention that a lot of people are familiar with, the Gibson Group and Let Us Entertain You and the Boca, you know, Dynamic Group, One-Off Hospitality. Some of those names are just iconic and staples in the city, and many of their restaurants are participating as well.
Yeah, and you know, you can go to the Choose Chicago website to find all of the restaurants that are participating, but they also break it down into areas. For example, I clicked on the West Suburban section of choosechicago.com, and then you follow the links into Chicago Restaurant Week. But, you know, for example, McCormick and Schmick in Oak Brook is there. We have Perry Steakhouse in Oak Brook, Capital Grill in Lombard, Clubhouse that's in Oak Brook, Vistro, which is in Naperville. I mean, the list goes on and on of the West Suburban restaurants that are participating in this, but it breaks down the different Chicago neighborhoods. Here, let me click on South Suburbs.
And let me clarify, too, for everyone. You want to go directly to eatitupchicago.com. That is the official website for Chicago Restaurant Week, eatitupchicago.com.
Eat it up.
And as you mentioned, we have a great tool there where people can search by cuisine type. They can search by neighborhood. They can search by meal type if they're looking for lunch or dinner or brunch, or they can just search directly for a restaurant if they have one in mind. Eatitupchicago.com is the place to go. And then once they're there, not only can they find the restaurants, but they can also view their menus, their specially curated menus for Chicago Restaurant Week, and they can either click to make dine-in reservations, or as we get closer to the actual restaurant week, again, starting March 19th, they'll be able to click on to order takeout and or delivery as well.
It couldn't be any easier online if people want to check it all out. Chicago Restaurant Week is really 17 days, and it is more than just the city of Chicago. It's city and suburbs, and it's going on starting March 19th and will go until April the 4th. And give me that website one more time, Jordan, if people want to get more info and take a look at the restaurants and the deals that they're offering during Chicago Restaurant Week.
Sure. It's eatitupchicago.com, and I encourage you to continue to check back as we are adding restaurants daily, and we're just excited to have everyone participate this year.
Yeah, it's so great that we're taking baby steps to getting things back to normal again. Eatitupchicago.com. Jordan Engerman with Choose Chicago. I hope you have a great Sunday today, Jordan. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We officially open up Food Time, Chicago Radio's only cooking and dining show. The award-winning All Things Edible program heard every Sunday at this time. We already talked about Chicago Restaurant Week, but there are more restaurant weeks that I want to get into. I wish my mother could hear me playing this music on WGN. Greektown Week is about to kick off. Greektown Restaurant Week. And who better to talk to about this than the co-owner of one of the longest standing restaurants in Chicago. In fact, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, the Greek Islands Restaurant. And a pleasure to say hello again to Barbara Katsoyorgas. Nice to have you. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Dean. Thank you for having us.
Happy anniversary, first of all.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We are very excited.
I was thinking about, how many restaurants can say they've been open 5 years, 10 years. That's considered enormously successful in the restaurant world. But 50 years for you guys over there at Halsted and Adams, right?
Yes, we are very proud to be celebrating 50 years and under the same ownership, I must say.
That's amazing.
So that is quite an accomplishment. We are very proud of that.
That's amazing. You know, I've told this story before, how when I was really a little boy, maybe 8 years old, I would get on, we lived on the south side. So we would get on the bus. My yaya, my grandmother, would take me on the bus, and I better be dressed to the nines, you know, because you didn't go out with Yaya if you were sloppy in any way. You
had Absolutely not.
unless you wanted to see the back of her hand.
That's right.
but we would get on the bus, and I don't even know what routes we must have taken to get from the south side all the way up to, like, Halstead and Adams, basically. Greek Islands wasn't open yet, and there was maybe one or two Greek restaurants in that area at that time. One of them was the original Diana's restaurant that was a grocery store in the front and a very small restaurant in the back. And my grandmother would meet with her Greek lady old friends, and they would speak Greek for hours and hours and hours at the table. I don't speak Greek, so I had no idea what they were talking about. But I had I had better sit there quietly while they were having their afternoon lunch. And so my memories of going to Greektown, you know, go back for such a long time. Talk a little bit about how this area has grown and thrived and reinvented itself over the years.
My father, Gus, who is the founder and the managing partner of the Greek Islands Restaurant, he and his partners opened up in 1971. They first opened up the restaurant on Jackson and Halstead, and they didn't move to our current location until 1982. Over the years, more and more Greek restaurants did open up in Greektown, and it was a very bustling area. And it still is, definitely has changed over the times. However, there's also now the Greek Museum, which right. is the only national Greek museum in the United States.
Yeah, Hellenic Museum, right?
The National Hellenic Museum anchors the one side of Greektown now.
Yeah.
And Greek Islands Restaurant anchors the other side of Greektown.
Yeah, it's amazing. To what do you attribute your longevity? I remember when we were doing commercials before the pandemic, when we were doing your commercials talking about how it was the most successful Greek restaurant in America. It was the highest grossing Greek restaurant in America. That's something. And all these years, that's something. To what do you attribute that, Barbara?
Has always been to serve quality food at reasonable prices and to create a home away from home feel where we know the majority of our customers by name, where someone will mention that the abuelemono soup reminds them of their yaya,
sure.
where our customers are confident that the food that they eat is made fresh and from scratch daily. And, how we accomplish this is through yearly trips to Greece, whether it's, myself or my father, who still is there daily. So we can source as many items as we can direct from Greece. An interesting fact, Dean, is that we do import and use over 40 tons of extra virgin olive oil each year.
Wow.
Those numbers are pre-COVID, but we are optimistic that we will be returning to those quantities very soon.
Yeah. Yeah, you can buy that olive oil in the restaurant.
Yes,
you have a little area where you could buy some of the things that you've dined on in the restaurant. You can buy them and take them home.
Absolutely. We do offer that wonderful extra virgin olive oil in 750-liter bottles, as milliliter bottles, excuse me, as well as 3-liter tins, cans as well.
Yeah.
We've also worked directly with a winery in the Peloponnese to offer a wonderful variety of Greek wines at very reasonable prices.
Are you still selling and serving bottles of wine from Mono Vasya?
Yes, absolutely. We still do work directly with that boutique winery, have a wonderful selection of wines from them. And more recently, we have begun importing two organic wines from Sparta as well.
Yeah, I went to a wedding in Mono Vasya, which is a lovely village. Mono Vasya means one entrance, and there are basically castle walls around this 13th century village, and there is only one entrance to get in. That's why it's called that. And when you go inside the castle walls, you're in the 13th century. Nothing's changed. It's cobblestone streets and quaint little stores and restaurants. So when I saw the wine at your restaurant, oh boy, did it bring me back to some great memories of going to this wedding. It's fantastic. So you're you've been doing carryout and delivery all along for the last year. Are you doing indoor dining now as well?
Yes, we have been following. We have been adhering strictly to the guidelines from the state and the city. So we are currently operating at 40% capacity. We had been closed for 3 months. It has been, quite stressful. But we are very optimistic that we are turning a corner now, Dean, good, as more and more people are getting vaccinated. And they are starting to feel a little more comfortable to venture out again.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear all that. So tell me, this Greektown Restaurant Week, you're involved in that, as are a number of restaurants in the Greektown area, right?
Yes, Dean. We are very excited to be hosting our first Greektown Restaurant Week starting tomorrow, March 1st through Sunday, March 7th. This event does kick off our neighborhood's celebrating the 200th anniversary of Greek Independence Day. And, of course, it is such a special, exciting time for us as we are also celebrating our 50-year anniversary. And therefore, we will be offering 50% off bottles of wine, including the wonderful wines from Monavasia, and also beer during this event. All our customers need to do is mention Greektown Restaurant Week when ordering to take advantage of this promotion. There will also be a special Greektown Shopper Rewards program for people who spend $200 or more at neighborhood businesses in March, as well as a free virtual celebration on March 25th. Unfortunately, we cannot host the Greektown Parade,
right,
which is one of my favorite celebrations each year. But there will be a virtual celebration, and more information can be found on GreektownChicago.org.
Yeah, there's a lot of restaurants that are participating, including that famous Greek restaurant in the Greektown neighborhood, Taco Burrito King.
Yes.
Must be in the northern part of Greece that I've never been.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of restaurants, Greek and otherwise, that are in the Greektown neighborhood, including my longtime friends at the Greek Island restaurant. I miss you guys so much. I've done carryout, curbside, but
yes.
I always used to stop in the restaurant and pick up food and take it home on my way home from work.
Well, we miss seeing you, Dean, as well. And of course, whenever you feel comfortable, we are always eager to and waiting to serve you and to catch up again and to get some good movie tidbits from you as well.
That's right. They share food tidbits with me, and I share movie tidbits with them. So it seems like a fair trade. It's really nice to talk to you. Give my best to everybody. Tell them I miss them very, very much. Maybe Greektown Week is Restaurant Week's a good time for me to stop in now that you're doing in restaurant dining again.
That sounds like a plan. Thank you for having us, Dean. We really appreciate the opportunity.
And Barbara, you did a fantastic job in this interview, by the way. Barbara sent an email that she was nervous about doing the interview. You're fantastic. You're kidding me. Come on. We've sat in the restaurant at a table and talked, no problem. This was just like that, I hope.
Yes, it was. It was. It's just different having people listen into your conversation, that's all.
You did a great job. Barbara, it's nice to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you, Dean.
The co-owner of the Greek Islands restaurant at Halstead and Adams, Barba Katsoyorges, joining us. The Andersonville neighborhood on Chicago's north side also having a restaurant week. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Chicago's
Dean Richards Food Time Show, Chicago Radio's only cooking and dining show. This week focusing in on dining, which we pretty much have not talked about for a year. All the restaurants have been closed. But as they begin to open again, a little bit of light at the end of this long, dark tunnel. With restaurant weeks that are happening, Chicago Restaurant Week, about 265 restaurants participating, starts about mid-March. The Greektown Restaurant Week is going on right now. Chicago's Greektown neighborhood, basically at Halstead and Adams, where the Greek Islands restaurant one of the participating restaurants in that. And I also wanted to bring your attention to Andersonville Restaurant Week that is going on. It's one of my favorite neighborhoods, period. But, man, do they have some great restaurants in the Andersonville area. And I'm anxious to learn a little bit more about this. Joelle Cecilia, is that right, Joelle? Am I pronouncing your last name properly?
It's tricky. Yeah, it's Joelle Shalia. There's a Shalia. H in there that's not real.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Joelle Shalia with the Andersonville Chamber of Commerce. Very nice to have you on with us today. So explain to me, what is Andersonville Restaurant Week?
Sure. It's so great to be on, Dean. Thanks for having me. Andersonville Restaurant Week is something we do every year around this time. Of course, this year looks a little bit different. We've actually expanded it to be an entire month, so it's actually running 4 weeks throughout March. And the difference is we are actually still offering all of the meals to go. So we know, you know, as you said, things are opening up. It's feeling a lot lighter lately, but we just want to make sure we're able to let folks of varying comfort levels still access their favorite restaurants. Nice. So we're trying a new to-go format with menus available for more than 15 restaurants on rotation throughout the month, and folks can order in advance for pickup on either Wednesday or Thursday evening throughout March.
Okay, that's great. I mean, restaurants have really, sort of refined and reinvented carry-out dining over the last year, figuring out the best ways to do this, since that's all they've been able to do. So I would imagine that this is a pretty efficient way to go, but it boils down to really great deals at some of the Andersonville restaurants, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited. Week one is on sale now via our website at andersonville.org. We're working with a brand new platform called Bacalash, which is the online ordering system. I know there's so many out there right now that the restaurants are using, but we have found this is really user-friendly. Folks can kind of go on and check out what's available for week one. We have 6 restaurants up for week one, including Oda Mediterranean Cuisine, Big Jones, Uwe Kitchen and Wine. We have a really cool partnership right now with the Swedish American Museum and Trey Kroner, the Swedish restaurant up on Foster, if you're familiar.
Yeah, that's been there forever, hasn't it? Trey Kroner has been there forever.
Yes, it's cool that, you know, we're able to partner with that other Swedish establishment to offer really classic Swedish meatballs dinner, as well as a Swedish salmon dinner. So those are all featured right now on sale for week one. I believe you can order through tomorrow and Tuesday for Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, so for
specifically this coming week.
Yeah, for week one. These are Wednesdays and Thursdays. So week one would be March 3rd and 4th. And are restaurant Bar Roma, Big Jones, First Slice Pie Cafe, Oda Mediterranean Cuisine, the Swedish Museum with Trey Kroner, and is it Uwe Kitchen and Wine Bar? Is that
Uwe?
Uwe?
Yeah, Uwe.
Tell me about Uwe. I'm not familiar with Uwe.
Yeah, Uwe is fantastic. They actually opened last year around this time, around our former restaurant week, and they've been just really on their game during the pandemic. They've been offering a lot of virtual wine tastings, but they've really found their niche in these kind of curated dinners to go or wine dinners for two. For Restaurant Week, they're offering a dinner for one, but it's including 3 different courses. You can choose either a pasta or braised short rib, comes with cheesecake, and they're offering a wine pairing. So the dinner on its own is about $40, but the wine pairing, she does 4 4-ounce pours that you can pair with entire menu.
That's really nice. And, imagine opening a restaurant at the beginning of the pandemic.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know. It's so hard.
Man.
It's so hard. And, yeah, she had a couple months under her belt before things shut down, but Lindsay Anderson's the owner, and she's just been fantastic and such a great person to work with through this last year as well.
Yeah. Her last name is Anderson in Andersonville?
It is, yeah.
Imagine that.
It is.
How do you like that?
Yep. I know. It's great. And, yeah, week two is on sale now as well. A few of the same restaurants from week one, but we add in additional restaurants like Faya, the new Israeli restaurant that opened also during the pandemic up in Andersonville. So their menu is kind of a shareable menu for two.
Yeah, I noticed. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish.
No. You please.
Oh, I was just going to say, I noticed that the Fireside Restaurant is on the list. Another longtime restaurant on the north side of Chicago. Is this the one that's on Ravenswood?
Yeah, it's right there by the cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're offering a really delicious, if you go on, I mean, a picture says 1,000 words, right? Their pictures of their food looks so good always. But they're offering a nice dinner package for two for about 70. You can do fried ribs, their chopped salad, their blackened chicken pasta, and comes with two pieces of chocolate cake.
Yeah, I love.
So you're set.
There's nothing better than I love in the summertime. They have a fantastic patio, one of the great patios.
Oh, for sure.
In the Chicago area, multi-level. And even now that I'm thinking about it, you know, if things are still kind of, you know, if we're still living in the pandemic world for summertime, it's kind of socially distanced. Their patio. So in addition to being outside, it's kind of, you know, the seating isn't, you know, cramped on their patio, which is one of the reasons that I like it. So that is, that's March 10th and 11th. Week three, again, some of the restaurants that are already participating, and also some other additions, including Anteprima, which has been an Andersonville favorite for quite a while now.
Yeah, Anteprima always does such a great classic presentation, too. I know if you ever go there and dine in person, they're kind of known for those little, I don't know what to call them exactly, but they're like little accoutrements that are out to put on your food. I think we are still finalizing their menu, but look for that one to be on sale this Friday, March 5th, on our platform. But it will also be a prefix menu of some kind, usually with, I believe they usually do 3 or 4 courses.
Yeah, that's so funny. While we're talking here, somebody texted in even before we brought up Anteprima, saying Anteprima is the best of them all in Andersonville.
They got great press this year from Esquire magazine, saying one of, I believe, 2 Chicago locations that we cannot afford to lose due to the pandemic in the U.S.
Yeah, it's a great dining area. It's such an interesting neighborhood of interesting shops. I mean, the pandemic has offered challenges to a lot of the businesses, and a lot of them are thriving and surviving and hanging in there no matter what. It's always been a very interesting restaurant area, and just an interesting very charming neighborhood to begin with. Anyway, I was last weekend, I went to the restaurant that's called It's Greek to Greek to You, that's on Clark Street, I think, right? Bryn Mawr, maybe? Berwyn.
Yeah, it's just off of Bryn Mawr. I believe it's by Rasher there on Clark. Yeah, It's Greek to You is great. It's sort of this little place, but the food is fantastic.
Yeah,
you can get really classic dishes there.
Yeah, it's Greek street food. I mean, that's how it's described. And the owner, the former owner of the Greek restaurant that I used to talk about all the time, Mythos, that we used to be open on Montrose. She opened her own place now. The chef, Vicky, opened her own place now in Andersonville, and serving up some terrific Greek food there. So, it's all part of what's going on in that neighborhood. Give us, before we wind it up here, give us all the details again of how we can check out which restaurants are in and the deals, and how do we get more information on all of this?
Absolutely. Yeah. So you'll just want to go to our website, andersonville.org, or if you want to go straight to ordering, you can go to andersonville.event, and that will take you straight to the menus as well. You'll be able to see what's on sale now for week one and week two. And then week three goes on sale this Friday, as I mentioned, and week four will go on sale Friday, March 12th. And it's all really easy. You select your menu, you put it in your cart, and you check out, and you select your pickup time, and you'll go straight to the restaurant and pick it up. But as you were saying, Dean, we have so many restaurants, more than are even participating necessarily in this month. And all of them are slowly opening up and kind of finding their comfort level with allowing diners back in. So we definitely encourage you, if you're comfortable, to go out and just explore what Andersonville has to offer. We're really a neighborhood that endures and thrives, and we're going to come through this even stronger than before.
Yeah, put on a mask. And, you know, if the weather's like it was yesterday, and I think is going to be today if this fog ever lifts, some relatively mild weather, put on a mask and stroll Clark Street, stroll some of the beautiful and really cool, unique shops and restaurants that comprise Andersonville. It's a great neighborhood, really, really great neighborhood. So I'm glad you could join us, Joelle. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it's really fantastic. Thank you. We're glad you're an Andersonville fan.
Yeah, big time. Give me that website one more time for more information.
It's andersonville.org.
Joelle Shalia joining us today. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a great Sunday today.
Thank you. You too.